Chapter 2. Basic Instinct, Going with the Gut. I rely far more on gut instinct than researching huge amounts of statistics. Richard Branson, founder of Virgin Group. Many people ask me what skill I consider the most crucial to becoming successful in business, or indeed in any endeavor. My answer often takes people by surprise, but it's very simple. Listen to your gut. Everyone has experienced that feeling of an instant reaction or intuition about something that is not based upon data, knowledge, or logic. An investor, for example, hears about a new business opportunity and immediately thinks, "This is a great idea and will turn a nice profit." Then doubt creeps in. The investor starts second-guessing his initial reaction. "But who knows? I could end up losing my shirt." Forget it. Everyone has a gut instinct or feelings. The difference is that while some take those feelings very seriously, others are fearful of relying on them because they are a single interior source. As a result, they don't have the confidence or will to act on that instinct. What determines whether a great idea can ever come to fruition is the initial will to act on instinct. And will is powered by a deep belief in the credibility of what you feel in your gut. Behavioral economics, the study of psychology as it relates to the decision-making process, defines two systems of decision-making. The first, often called System 1, is essentially the gut reaction, a function of intuition. The second, System 2, is the analytical process, a function of conscious deliberation. Humans use one or the other of these two systems when making a decision, and sometimes the choice is obvious. You see a ball flying at your head, you duck, a System 1 gut reaction that is instantaneous. If you're thinking about buying a new car, you consider price, mileage, safety features, and other details, a System 2 reaction of careful deliberation that takes time. In business, an argument can usually be made for either system. Personally, I place a higher value on System 1. My career could be plotted on a graph as a series of gut decisions that propelled me further and further ahead of the pack. Most significant has been my interest from a young age in emerging technologies that simply did not exist in Africa, and basing decisions on the belief that mastering and incorporating them into business, especially computer and internet technology, was imperative for any business wishing to survive and grow in the future. My interest in computers dates all the way back to my college days.